Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is alive. God's glory available on the earth. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we just give ourselves to you. I pray for those listening. I lift them up and I believe with them for their needs and especially for a fresh revelation of you. Of you, Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Father God Almighty, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge, we are so grateful to be yours. We acknowledge you are the awesome, the great and awesome God. Amen. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge that you are God. Amen. Okay, just some new information, which is new in this podcast, but not new because it's from the Bible. From a general study, there are four descriptions in the Bible of visions people had of God on his throne. The only true God. Jesus called him that. And it's in Daniel. These are in Daniel chapter 7. Isaiah. Ezekiel 1. Isaiah 6. Okay. In this order in the Bible. Daniel 7. Isaiah 6, Ezekiel 1, Revelation chapter 4. And there's it's so glorious to read these, so that's recommended reading. But God's glory flows from his throne and fills the universe. And these descriptions are so wonderful. And they all have some similarities, but then there's also some unique things that so wonderful. And let's remember, Jesus is at the right hand of God's power. Jesus is the Son of God and infinitely more. In fact, the Holy Spirit reveals that Jesus is God Almighty. And so You could even, one way to look at it, and some great men of God have described it like this: God the Father is too powerful to come down to the earth to be with man. And so he set up the absolute perfect plan. He sent his Son Jesus Christ as a man who, which is an unspeakable mystery. Jesus died for the world and rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, is in heaven now, and now the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The perfect plan. Okay, God's glory. And the reason I mention these visions people had, God's glory is the answer. The glory of the Lord is the Lord himself. And the chief end of man is to know him. Man was born to fellowship with him. And I'll say it, I want to say these things again and again, because another aspect of this is the glory of the Lord is the answer for every person on the earth. For the unsaved, they must get Jesus Christ to get saved and to make it to heaven and to miss hell. They must. I mean, that's an absolute necessity. You know, we're talking about what are the bare necessities. That's perhaps the most important thing for a human being. Just get Jesus Christ. I don't care how you get him, just get him. Okay. For believers, the glory of the Lord is the answer also. Because someone may say, well, how do I, you know, this is so common, this is so prevalent that so many people, they might come to Jesus Christ, but they lose interest. They somehow, some way, and Jesus explained it in the parable of the sower, they fall away. They it just doesn't work for them. You know, it just, why? Because they haven't met the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord is the answer for how we walk with Him and know Him and everything. When we meet Him, it's like, wow, okay, now I know the answer. This is the greatest thing ever. The greatest offer made to mankind, and really the only offer, is God offers Himself and His glory and so for believers, we can safely say the answer is the glory of the Lord, because if someone doesn't meet Him, you know, like it, well, this is a whole another subject, and I've been speaking about this some, and it's very, very important to understand. Most believers just stay in the born-again phase. And a great man of God explains they will get very bored and then not interested because they just haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. So the glory of the Lord, this so wonderful, so beautiful, what man was born to do. Isn't that amazing? This is something that we don't often hear. We should hear this more. This is what Jesus spoke about. He spoke about the kingdom of God. That was His primary topic, the kingdom of God. And He explained, someone enters the kingdom. This is in John 3, verse 5. When someone is born of the water and the Spirit, they enter the kingdom of God. That's His primary topic. God comes down to the earth as a man, teaches the world, reveals the answer, which is Himself. Amen. Jesus Christ is the answer. And in His teachings, His primary topic was the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is this glorious, eternal mystery and revelation, yet simple, normal, natural. I want to emphasize that. Let me finish up this. I'm going to try to finish this message because I want to keep these messages short. It is because it is simple. It's not, it's about just a relationship with Him. When we know Him, then everything makes sense. In the world, things don't make sense. Okay. But what I was saying about what normal and natural, I want to emphasize over and over again, walking, knowing God, walking with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, it's the normal, natural, very commonsensical, simple, commonsensical way to live. It's simple. It's easy. It's what man was intended to do. Don't let anyone or anything distract you from that, that it's He's a present reality. His glory is all around every person all the time. His presence is everywhere on the earth. Yes, that's true. Let's be practical, let's be technical. How else can we explain that it's normal and natural and it's commonsensical and it's the right way to live? It's that what man, every child born on the earth is in God's kingdom and they're in God's family, and if they die, they go to heaven. Boom. That. So when someone gets to the age of accountability, usually humans choose self. In fact, I think it may be that every person chooses self, because the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things, has fallen, you know, and lost the glory of God. So we naturally choose self. It's only God and Jesus who save us. But when so when someone chooses self, they move into the unnatural way to live. They're living in their own strength. You have the choice between God's strength and a human, one person's strength. That's the easiest choice in the world. The choice between God's glory, which is, he's so beautiful and wonderful, he can't be put into human words. Comes with the fire of the Holy Spirit, this glorious presence of God, his glory, his majesty. The choice between that and falling in love with something else, like falling in love with entertainment or money, or some people even fall in love with other things. I don't even want to say what they are because that's not the proper way to live. Although Proverbs does say there's a way that seems right, but in the end it leads to death. And that way is probably, I think, one thing that's referring to is that choosing self, where someone, it just, people somehow, the human heart, it's like we naturally want to choose self, and we think that that's the right thing, and we think that and so if anyone wonders, there has to be some better way to know God and walk with him and to know Jesus, and the answer, the Holy Spirit. It's another birth. Jesus revealed it's another birth. There's born again, and then there's born of water and the Spirit. And so you almost could say, you know, how important it is for someone to be saved, right? Well, it's probably just as important for someone to be born of the Holy Spirit in order to walk with God. Like if they don't do that, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But with him, the anointing breaks the yoke. It's the Spirit who gives life and quickens. Amen, amen. So beautiful, so magnificent, and he offers, you know, all the wonderful things a human being desires. Love and everything. Just a few of them are peace, perfect peace, the peace that passes all understanding, joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know, there's this great song that starts out, truth and beauty and happiness, it's all in the name of Jesus. Joy and gladness, forgiveness too, it's all in the name of Jesus. Life ever, it just goes on and on. He offers abundance. He offers the life of God. He offers the divine nature. He offers, the favor of God. When Jesus gave the Beatitudes, the blessed are the poor in spirit. There's nine of them, I believe. Blessed literally means favored, fortunate, and happy. Well, everyone wants that. How sad it is that people think it's religious and that it's boring. That's a deception. God offers all the good and perfect things. He offers a celebration. In fact, a celebration forever. Celebration forever in glory. In fact, here's something he offers. I haven't mentioned this recently. How would you like to live forever in glory in the prime of life? Some experts, men of God and women of God, say that people in heaven will be 33 years old forever, because that's the age Jesus was when he died. How would you like to not only be in the prime of life and be glorified, be in God's glory? Let me finish with that. Heaven is filled with his glory. Well, that glory is on the earth, available, is on everywhere on the earth. Not just the beautiful sunshine and the air. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about literally the Lord himself. The Lord Jesus, the only true God, is everywhere on the earth all the time through the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord, that this, there's like a, that's the anointing, and the anointing is there's deep mysteries surrounding the anointing. It's tangible, touchable, feelable, knowable, the presence of God. This, it's like a, it can be the weight of glory. And immediately people come up with objections, don't they? We all do. It's somehow the human heart, just we object, we find problems and challenges, we wonder to ourselves, is that really true? Then why don't I feel his presence? It's because we must go into the third phase of prayer and the third and the fourth phase of knowing him. Okay, so I've said a lot. Sometimes if we say too much, you know, you shall seek, there's famous verse, Jeremiah, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. That's really the answer to finding him. Let's just, amen, amen.